This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Welcome to Activity Quest, the podcast packed with things to do. My name's Bex, and in this episode, Dan is building a hedgehog home in his craft corner, Adam's off to walk the Ridgeway with Andrew, and Sean's here with loads of events to keep you busy, no matter where you are. As you know, every episode of Activity Quest starts with us getting out and about. Producer Adam's been on the show before, but I didn't realise he rambled this much.
Oh, thanks, Bex. How rude. No, not that kind of rambling. Here's Andrew Bowden. He describes himself as a rambling man too.
Rambling is basically just getting out of your house and walking.
Andrew runs a website called ramblingman.org.uk. That's why I described him as a rambling man. And he was actually mid-ramble when I called.
It could be miles away from your house, it could be really close by to your house. And there's actually some beautiful walks out in the hills and across the UK. But there's also a lot of great stuff near where people live. Lots of parkland and woodland. There's surprising little pockets of beautiful little walks all around the country.
One of the places that lots of people go rambling is right where I live. It's a place called the Ridgeway. And we're going to tackle that today. I'm going to walk some of it. So, Andrew's advice, here's what you need. The very first thing is a pair of waterproof shoes. Wellies, walking boots, whatever you've got. If you're in a town or a city and you're going rambling there, trainers are probably going to do. The second thing is waterproof clothes. Hey Siri, what's the weather?
It's currently cloudy and 10 degrees.
I don't think I need winter clothes. I think I'm just going to wing it. The third thing that Andrew recommends, water.
You can lose a lot of water and dehydrate quite quickly when you're out walking. So having some water to rehydrate yourself is really great.
Okay, I've got all my gear on. I'm ready to go out. There is one problem, though. Andrew, I don't have a map. Does that matter?
I'm a big fan of having a paper map because paper maps, the batteries don't wear out on them and they don't get affected by rain and things. But there are some very good apps to your phone that show you can plot out a route on them and it will show you exactly where that you are.
Okay, I don't have a map, but I can download an app. Okay, I'm prepared, and I'm on my way. Andrew, how did you get into rambling?
So I started off going out rambling and walking with my parents when I was young. We used to go out probably most Sunday afternoons, especially in the summer and in spring when the weather was good. And we'd go out and explore the area where we lived. And I just really got into walking and exploring. And just the more walks we did together, the more I wanted to get out in the countryside again.
Now, if you live in the south of England, you probably don't live too far from one of the walks that you could do. It's called the Ridgeway Walk, or the Ridgeway Trail. It runs for 87 miles from Avebury to Ivanhoe Beacon, that's Wiltshire, to just north of London.
So the Ridgeway Trail follows a very old road across the south of England. It originally ran from Dorset to the east coast of King's Lynn. And people would use that path to get around the countryside. People would take their farm animals along it to take them to market, to sell, and to get to different parts of the country. It was a big trade road.
The hardest part is actually getting up onto the Ridgeway. It can be quite muddy. Luckily, I'm wearing my wellies. But when you're on the Ridgeway itself, it's actually fairly flat. Like Andrew said, it used to be a road, and there's not much use in a steep, windy, tricky-to-navigate road. In fact, Andrew's walked the whole thing. He's walked from one end to the other. Remember, that's 87 miles.
So I walked the Ridgeway over about, I think it was about a week. We did it in total, actually, in three different sections. We actually started walking from Avery, where there's magnificent stone circles, very similar to, in many ways, to Stonehenge. It's massive stones and landscape, but actually much bigger and much more spread out.
From there, you go past the White Horse. That's a drawing of a horse carved into the chalk hills. You skip across the top of Reading, go through loads of nature reserves, and end up with spectacular views. The walk finishes just west of Luton. And remember when I said the hardest part about getting to the Ridgeway was the steep hill up? Well, that also means it's quite a nice walk back down. And I don't know about you, but I need to sit near a radiator. I definitely should have worn that coat.
Ah, so rambling means walking. Yeah, you learn something new every day. Remember, the rules on what we can and can't do at the moment are different to what they usually are. You should probably check before you travel and always follow the guidance before doing anything that we recommend in Activity Quest. In every episode of the show, we give you loads of things that you can do no matter where you are in the country. So, if you can't do what we're recommending right now, add it to a list, then keep it safe, and pop back another time. Simple. And whatever you get up to, whether it's at home or out and about, we want to know. Tell us by leaving a 5-star review, or by messaging us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Here's somebody that's done just that. Geriatric Prime says, "Thanks for the podcast, it keeps me entertained. Also, the club is cool." Ah, the club is my favourite show on Fun Kids, probably because it's the one I host. You can listen to it on your radio, on your phone, on funkidslive.com and on your smart speaker every weekday from 4pm. Thanks for the shout out, Geriatric Prime, big fan. Remember, you can leave us a review and we'll read it out next week. Right, here's Sean, and he's finding out what you can do no matter where you are in the country.
Join ZSL London and Whipsnade Zoo's virtual bedtime stories every Sunday at 6:30pm until the 28th of March. The stories are read by keepers behind the zoo's closed doors. To listen, visit ZSL London or ZSL Whipsnade on Facebook each Sunday at 6:30pm to find out what stories are being read and where. And on the 26th of March, Aardman Animations, the people who make Wallace and Gromit in loads of other movies, are giving you the chance to learn how to make your very own Fluffles. They're off of Wallace and Gromit. It's led by an expert model maker, and you'll also get the opportunity to ask any burning questions you have and learn some insider Aardman tips too. Tickets cost £15 per household, with the workshop taking place via Zoom. If you head over to funkidslive.com/events, you can find out loads more. And here's something you can do next time you're at a newsagent's or a supermarket. Why not pick up a copy of Mega Magazine? Mega Magazine is bursting with epic lols, puzzles, posters, games, quizzes and loads more. The latest issue is a 3D special, which comes with a pair of 3D glasses for you to bring your magazine to life. And there's a cool 3D Minecraft monster hunting video on the Mega Magazine YouTube channel too. So don't forget your 3D glasses. Go ahead and make your month mega. Mega Magazine is available in shops right now.
Thanks, Sean. Once again, the rules on what we can and can't do at the moment are different to what they usually are, so check before you travel and always follow government guidance. All right, now, next week in the show, Sean's chatting to someone called Steph. Steph works at a place called Chester Zoo, and, well, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them at the moment because it's the zoo's 90th birthday.
The zoo actually opened in 1931, so 90 years old this year, so that's a bit of a celebration. And as part of that, we are encouraging people to get in touch with old photos and memories that we have of the zoo and just share what they get from a day out from experience at Chester Zoo.
You can hear Sean chat to Steph in next week's episode of Activity Quest. They talk about how all of the animals have been getting on in lockdown and why it's so important that when they're open again, you go and visit. If you can't wait to get hands-on with some wildlife, though, Dan is trying out something he found on Chester Zoo's website. He's making a hedgehog home.
This is a great activity to help hedgehogs by providing them a home in your garden. To do this, you'll need a big cardboard box and a Stanley knife. And as always, remember to get the help of a grown-up when doing crafts at home, especially if they involve sharp objects. You'll also need an old carrier bag or a bin bag, some shredded paper, twigs and some branches as well. Now, step one is to cut some air vents into the box. We want them to be big enough to let lots of air in. Make it nice and airy, about like 1 centimetre wide by about 15 centimetres long. You'll also need to cut a hedgehog-sized entrance, which is about 15 centimetres by 15 centimetres, so those spiky beasts can fit through. The sizes, by the way, they're approximate. Kind of, not guessing, but figuring out as we go along. So don't worry too much about measuring things. And now, when you've done that, it's time to go outside. I'm finding a sheltered spot near a hedge or a fence, and using my phone, I'm getting up my compass. Now, we want the entrance of our box to face south or east, because the wind blows from the other direction most of the time, and we want our home for the hedgehog to be nice and warm. Now, we'll fill the box with some shredded paper and twigs. I guess you could also use dry leaves or straw. Okay, so I've done that, and then we're going to cover the box with an open bin bag or carrier bag. It's important that it's clean, and also that we leave the hole at the front uncovered so things can come in and out. And the only thing left to do is to disguise it. So hide it amongst more twigs or straw, and then you're done. Hedgehogs should find your home and sneak in for a nap. Remember, obviously, hedgehogs, prickly creatures, and they're animals. So you should always handle them carefully. Now, when you've finished, make sure nothing is in your home. And when you come to remove it, you can recycle the box and the bag, and then you can compost the filling.
Big thanks, Dan. Remember, tell us what you get up to by leaving a 5-star review or by messaging us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Remember how I said it was Chester Zoo's 90th birthday? Well, they want to hear what the zoo means to you. All of the happy memories, the inspiration, those moments when you felt totally connected to wildlife. You could win a family ticket, that's 2 adults and 2 children, to visit Chester Zoo, and you get a meal at the Oakfield, that's a restaurant right in the middle of the zoo. And £20 to spend in the main gift shop when it all opens again. To be in with a chance of winning, head over to funkidslive.com and tell us all about your best memory about going to the zoo, along with a drawing to bring your story to life. It could be about all the laughter and the fun times you've had there, perhaps the time you were a fundraising hero and faced a challenge to help the zoo, or maybe those ideas you've had about how we can all help to prevent extinction. The competition closes next Monday, that's Monday the 29th of March, and Dan will announce the winner just after 1 p.m. on the 2nd of April on Fun Kids. Funkidslive.com is the place to enter. All right, that is all we've got time for this week. Remember, whatever you do and however you do it, tell us about it. Go to funkidslive.com/activityquest and remember to rate, review and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen to me on DAB Digital Radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app and on your smart speaker. Just say play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.